Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Linda Maria Frank, and she is the winner in the 2018 Top Female Author Awards in the Young Adults Teen category. Linda, how are you?
I'm good today. How are you, Don?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I was a teacher for about 50 years, and I taught science, which was very exciting to me, and I taught it at a time when girls in particular were being encouraged to go into science. And so I became really interested in inspiring girls to go into science. And when I was a kid, I loved Nancy Drew, so I decided that what I would do is create a female heroine, write a mystery series, and hopefully get girls to be very interested in science. Since then, I've become involved in all kinds of activities that have to do with writing. I have a TV show, I do a lecture series, I plan book events, and it's been really quite a ride.
Now, who do you write for? Who's your target audience?
My target audience are young readers. I would say 5th to 9th graders. The median age is really like middle schoolers. And although I wrote the series with a female heroine, she's a point of view character, I have to say that in the elementary school classes, I should say middle school, to 5th, 6th, and 7th, the boys like the stories just as much as the girls. So those are my readers, and I'm trying to inspire them with exciting plots and get them interested in the world outside of wherever it is that they live.
Now, could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your books?
Absolutely. The world is full of challenges that beg to be solved. And this is something that really grew out of my teaching, is that when you teach science, you really teach about so many issues that are important in the world, like medicine and the environment. And there are really a lot of things that need to be solved. And instead of making my students, how shall I say it, unhappy about the world, what I did was I said to them, you need to be interested in the world. You need to find something you're very interested in. Get involved in it, and you will maybe sometimes be frustrated, but you'll be happy because you'll be working towards a solution that will help lots of people. So my message is really get involved, find out what you're interested in, and I give them a lot of things to be interested in, not only science, but I try to put history in my books, and of course the mystery is exciting as well. And for girls in particular, is don't be afraid to be smart. Don't be afraid to get involved. Just do it.
What does it mean to you to be one of the top female authors this year?
Well, I'm going to use this honor to promote my books, which I believe are not only exciting, but educational tools. Again, I repeat myself, but I've tried very hard to make my books a quality book, not just a scary mystery, but quality in so much as I sneak in the facts. One of my reviewers said that. He said, you sneak in all these history facts and science facts, and the book is still very interesting. So I want to use this honor to promote the books because I think they're important. I think it's important to entertain, but also to educate while you're entertaining.
Now, what led you to conceive of writing a mystery series?
Why a mystery? I think it's because mysteries really are exciting. They're page-turning. And within a mystery, you're also provoking the reader to try to solve something. I think, first of all, many people are excited about mysteries or interested in mysteries because it's a little bit of the dark side of human nature, but also you can solve the mystery and you can make that dark side go away. So I just think they're exciting. Mysteries can be exciting and they can be very informative.
What do you hope to get from all of this?
Well, I think that what I really want to get from all of this is this journey that I've taken, as I said, has led me to really get involved with a lot of authors and with a lot of readers. And especially with my TV show, what I found out is that I can really educate through my books. I formed a lecture series, which I love because it's teaching again, because I no longer formally teach, but I do the lecture series. So I get this involvement in the writing community. I get to give people information about writing. And I also get to talk to writers and inspire readers through my TV show, which is great fun to do, as well as I talk to a lot of young writers because I do book events in schools. And that's really fun to give them writing tips and to encourage them to write. So that's what I really get out of it. It's the life actually that has developed out of my writing. More than that, well, of course, I like the movie contract. Wouldn't anybody?
Tell us about some of the characters in your books.
The main character, of course, is Annie Tillery. And with Annie, I tried to create a character who is lovable. Because if you don't have a lovable character in your book, most readers are not interested, especially young readers. So Annie is a character who she has parental issues. Her mother's an alcoholic. Her father works for the State Department, so he's never home. But the fact that he works at the State Department also gives her some ways in my mystery stories to help solve those mysteries. Because of her parent issues, she lives with her aunt. Her name is Jill Tillery, and she's a New York City police detective. So this is another way that Annie can get involved in mysteries, because she hears stories or she gets involved in situations where her aunt can really help her up. Her aunt is her rock. That's who she lives with. And then, of course, we have her boyfriend, Tyler Egan. And I had a real inspiration with Tyler Egan because I was a high school teacher. What I noticed was that girls tend to pick very poor choices as boyfriends many times. So what I try to do was I try to create a boyfriend who was very attractive, but also he was a best friend. I try to create a boyfriend that these girls could say, oh, I really like Tyler, and I've gotten comments back from girls that they really like Tyler, and maybe this is what they could look for in boys. There are other characters in all the books, and all of them add interest. And my favorite character that I created was in Secrets in the Fairy Chimneys, and this is a pair of twins. They're funny. They're about 12 years old, and they're very funny. And one of the things they try to do is to convince Annie that she should use a Ouija board to channel Nancy Drew to solve the mystery. And so that still tickles me. I love that little story. So I try to put in characters that are either funny or very interesting or a little weird. So that's my characters.
What's the best part of writing for you?
The best part of writing for me is storytelling. I've really never thought of myself as a writer because I don't have that formal education. But I am a storyteller. In fact, in one of my marriages, I was only married twice, but it sounds like a lot, but I was told that I was a good storyteller. And that really inspired me to start to put pen to paper. So it's the only way I know to tell a story to a larger audience. So that's what's in it for me.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your books?
The most rewarding experience I had was I was doing a lecture series in Long Island University, and there was a woman close to my age. I should say she was in her 60s, and she attended every one of the lectures in the series. She would come early, and I would come early. One day I walked into the lecture hall, and she looked at me, and she said, "You." I was taken aback, and she said, "I was up till 4 a.m. because I could not put your book down." So I get that from various readers that once they get into the book, they can't put it down. And that's really the best.
Now, did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
I have to say that I went to very good schools. My parents were well-educated. My choice of careers, of course, gave me a lot of material for writing, I have to say, and also the discipline. But I have to say, it's your DNA. It's just like Serena Williams. In her DNA is a gift. It's eye-hand coordination. She is a super athlete because of these attributes that are given to her by DNA. I think it's the same with authors. You can learn skills, but there's something inside you that makes you a writer.
So how would you describe your writing style?
Lots of action, good dialogue, page-turning plot, pure fun for the readers, and sneaking in the facts along the way.
So why do you write?
Again, I write to tell a story. I write to inspire kids. I really like remaining involved with kids, especially that junior high school age, middle school age student, because they're still at that age where they really are in awe of a lot of things that go on around them. They're not jaded yet. like the high school students can be. And I just enjoy talking to them and writing stories for them. Because when I write, I also do book talks in schools. And it is so much fun. In fact, I get better questions from them than I do from the adults. So that's why.
Based on your experience as a writer, what's the one recommendation you would make to authors just starting out?
Learn. Learn everything that you can. Research writing, publishing, and marketing, and keep at it. Because if you don't keep at it, nothing is going to happen. Don't give up.
So what do you hope to accomplish with all of this?
Oh, what do I hope to accomplish? This is pretty funny. I really would like to go to the premiere of my book, which turned into a movie, in a red sequin dress with a luscious date I have in mind. That's my ultimate desire.
Do you have a website?
I do. My website is my name, lindamariafrank.com.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been Linda Maria Frank, and she is the winner of the 2018 Top Female Author Awards in the Young Adults Teen category. Linda, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day 24/7 by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. You can also visit our audio bookstore at theaudiobookmarket.com. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.